Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A Georgia Southern University student confronted by people as he walks past a Sigma Nu frat house. Fellow student William Croyman punches the passing student, who suffers a brain bleed after cracking his skull on the sidewalk.
Nancy, the victim was found after cops received reports of an unconscious person outside the Sigma Nu house around 1 a.m. He's rushed to the hospital. The victim has since been released from the hospital and is continuing the recovery process at home. Police are still investigating the motive behind the attack.
Croyman, 20, now charged with aggravated battery. Quincy Wilson grabs an Oklahoma Lowe's employee by the throat, trying to pull her outside the store. Surveillance video shows a suspect pinning the woman up against a sales display and putting her in a headlock to drag her to his SUV parked near a door.
Abduction from the workplace is extremely rare, and Wilson's attempt appears random yet premeditated. Wilson's SUV was parked near a secluded loading bay at a side entrance of the hardware store for about an hour before the attack.
The victim gets a coworker's attention, and Wilson is chased out of the store. Oklahoma cops track Wilson by flagging his license plate. He's now charged with kidnap. More crime and justice news after this.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
The man accused of killing nearly two dozen people in a racist attack at an El Paso Walmart plans to plead guilty to federal charges in the case. This word comes just days after the federal government said it wouldn't seek the death penalty in the case. Sydney Sumner is with Crime Online.
Patrick Cruzius is still charged in state court with capital murder and could still face the death penalty in Texas if convicted in the 2019 mass shooting that killed 23 people. In a court filing, defense attorneys asked for a hearing to be set so Cruzius could plead guilty to federal charges. He was charged with federal hate crimes and firearms violations.
U.S. District Judge David Gautarama, in an order, set the hearing for February 8th in El Paso. Police located the suspect in the random killing of three people at a convenience store in Yakima, Washington, after he borrowed a stranger's cell phone to call his mother and confess to what he had done. Yakima police say the suspect shot and killed himself behind some warehouses as officers approached. No officers used force and none were injured. Police had surrounded Jared Haddock's family home after Tuesday's pre-dawn killings, but he wasn't there. Instead, the 21-year-old had gone to the area of a Target store in the city, where he borrowed a woman's phone and called his mother. An 18-year-old who police say was involved in an ongoing gang dispute walked into the common area of an alternative education program for at-risk students and fatally shot two teenagers in a premeditated attack, chasing one of them down and shooting him several more times when he tried to run. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Police say the shooting that also left the founder of the Starts Right Here program with life-threatening injuries was a targeted attack. The founder, 49-year-old William Holmes, underwent surgery and was in serious condition. Police have identified those killed as 18-year-old Johnny Dameron and 16-year-old Rashad Carr. 18-year-old Preston Walls of Des Moines was charged with two counts of first-degree murder, one count of attempted murder, and one count of criminal gang participation.
According to his LinkedIn page, Holmes, an activist and rapper who goes by the stage name Will Keeps, joined a gang as a 13-year-old in Chicago, but moved to Iowa more than two decades ago and dedicated his life to helping young people in need. Attorneys for the family of Tyree Nichols say Memphis police officers beat the motorist for 3 minutes, treating him like a, quote, human pinata, in a savage encounter reminiscent of the infamous 1991 police beating of Los Angeles motorist Rodney King. Attorney Ben Crump said police video viewed by the family showed that Nichols was shocked, pepper sprayed, and restrained after the 29-year-old FedEx worker and father was pulled over January 7th, minutes from his home while returning from a suburban park where he had taken photos of the sunset. Crump said Nichols' family agreed to investigators' request to wait a week or two before making the video public to, quote, make sure to give this family what they want most, and that is justice.
Florida 911 gets a fire call, but firefighters can't find it. Another call comes in about a shooting. Again, nothing, but cops do spot Anthony Matronga. Thinking he may be the caller, they dial the number used to report the incidents, and sure enough, a cell phone rings in Matronga's pocket. Cops load 58-year-old Matronga into the patrol car, and then Matronga not only takes a big poop in the back seat, he smears it all over the cop car. At the jail, he then tries to kick the arresting officer. He's now charged with misusing 911 and battery on an officer. But what about the poopy cruiser? That should at least be a misdemeanor. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.